I was one of the co-chairs of the Terracognita workshop with Gary Bergcross and Nancy Wiegand. Nancy, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Great. So if you have anything to add at this point, at any point, feel free to jump in. This year was the third workshop in the Terracognita series. Terracognita is an academic workshop. We have a call for papers, and people submit academic papers, and we have reviewed them. The first Terracognita workshop was put on by several individuals from Ordnance Survey in the UK, and then Nancy, Gary, and I picked it up last year. It has been co-located every time with the International Semantic Web Conference, as it was this year, and that happened about 2 weeks ago. As far as I can tell, this is the biggest participation we've had in the workshop. We had maybe more than 35 participants. They actually had to bring in chairs at the last minute, which was kind of exciting for the organizers. Maybe part of that was because we were very lucky. We had introductory remarks given by Tim Berners-Lee, who came and kicked off our workshop for us. We also had our keynote was given by Lynn Usery from USGS. And then we had 8 papers presented from those that were submitted. Some of the presentations are online. Those from people who were able to give me their slides, the link is there. All of the papers are available online. They've been published, so you can go and take a look at theirs if you'd like. The focus of this workshop, as in previous years, has been on combining geospatial data and ontologies with semantic web for useful applications. So Tim came and gave some introductory remarks, which we're very grateful for, and the real meat of his talk was 2 big points. One is that open geospatial data is becoming more prevalent along with linked data in general on the semantic web. One of the examples of that is OpenStreetMap, which, if you're not familiar with it, is a project to build a database of open map feature map information. So streets, points of interest, stuff very similar to what you would find on Google Maps, except the data is built by the community and open to anyone who wants to use it for any particular purpose. And the main thrust of what Tim said when he was there was get the data out there. And granted, when you're at ISWC, that's a slightly different context for get the data out there than in some of the environments, data environments that we talk about here often. But I think the general idea still applies. You know, when you allow your data to be used by whatever audience you can actually allow it to be used by, that means that you can build more useful applications from it and really get more mileage out of it. The keynote, again, was given by Lim from USGS, and he talked for a good while about the national map. And it fit in very well with our workshop because it gave us a good sense of purpose for why the technical issues that we were trying to resolve were important. He talked about the national map in its third form, which is going to be ontology-driven and full of spatio-thematic knowledge. And this notion of combining ontological knowledge with geospatial data is going to really permeate everything that this version of the national map does. Things like knowing that something is a bridge means that it has to cross over something else and all of the implications that you can get from that. And he posed a really good use case of what he saw the national map being in 2015, incorporating real-time data from a variety of sources. So if there's a forest fire that's raging along, we should be able to easily use this data to figure out which structures are in the path of this forest fire, which trails give access to the fire. So this really involves connecting the various parts of the geospatial data in a way that they've not been connected before, as opposed to those connections being in the mind of a GIS analyst who has to load all of the layers and make the correlation directly themselves. I'm going to talk about a few of the papers that were presented that I thought were noteworthy for this group for some reason or other. The first was talked about building an urban computing application, and the basic problem statement is if a user is in a new city and wants to know about things that are nearby, points of interest, attractions that are within some distance of where they are, how do they get to them? And certainly we've all seen applications like this before. I mean, you could go to Google Maps and maybe perform some sort of query like that. I think the remarkable thing here was that this was built on a stack of open data such that the integration effort to get all of these things together was very minimal. And you can see there's a demo for that online as well. Another paper, Spatial Planning on the Semantic Web, I thought was very interesting. The problem statement, for a given parcel of land, can we decide whether or not a particular land use is allowed? So this problem, and they focus on the Netherlands here, the problem involves combining land use rules from several different levels of government. So local authorities, provincial authorities, and national authorities. And it involves the spatial relationships of the parcels of land that are part of the question. So you really need both the ontological power of OWL or something similar and the geospatial relationships in order to answer these types of questions. I thought this was interesting because it was an application that wasn't just an incremental improvement over some geospatial task that can already be done easily by a technical system. This is something where now you can ask the system, for this particular parcel, is this land use allowed? And it can reason through all of the various rules. And so that was fairly unique. A third paper, Transparent Semantic Enablement Layer for the Geospatial Web. This was another new proposal for ways to integrate working with OWL and existing OGC standards. In their architecture, they defined reasoners for OWL and RDFS as a profile of a web processing service, and ontology repositories as a profile of the OGC catalog service. So they were coming at it from the GIS.
Your meeting reservation has been extended 15 minutes.
And trying to incorporate the value into the existing architectures. And there's a demo of this as well if you look at the presentation. And it basically shows navigating data on a map where you can easily browse up and down not the parthood hierarchy, but rather the type hierarchy of the data, while leaving all of the data in its original place in a normal GIS system. Finally, the space package, tight integration between space and semantics. This was a new implementation of combining reasoning and spatial indexing. And it supports indexing of points and polygons, range queries, nearest neighbor queries, et cetera. And it joins several other implementations that are already out there for doing similar things. Allegro Graph, Parliament, which we did, Oracle now supports combining these things, and Geospatial Web. And I put this up mainly because the critical mass for these sort of implementations is now getting to the point where you could really go out and do this stuff without having to build up from the ground. We had a lightning talk session where anyone who wanted to could come up and give a quick 5-minute talk. Two that were given there that are probably relevant here. Javier Lopez from Oracle, is going to be trying to push a representation for spatial data in Sparkle through the OGC. So we're going to try and get involved in that, and anyone else who wants to be involved in that should do so as well. I believe that the first meeting related to that is coming up in December, but I don't remember the date off the top of my head. John Goodwin from Ordnance Survey. Ordnance Survey has now put a lot of their administrative region data online in a linked data semantic web format. So while not necessarily useful unless you are doing something with data in the UK, I think it's a really good model for how our services could potentially post their data. And if you follow that link later, you'll see the nice webpage version of that. So what I really took away from this workshop this year particularly is that the geospatial semantic web is no longer something that we have to talk about in the future tense. And there are three really key parts to making that statement. We have some really interesting use cases for why you need to combine those two forms of reasoning. And we have built out applications that show what you can do when you combine them. There's enough real open data to drive these applications. You don't necessarily need to be making up the data on the spot to prove the point. And there are enough implementations for storage and retrieval to form the backbone of these systems that you can go out and do. Terra Cognita 2010, ISWC 2010 is in Shanghai, China, next year. It's undecided at this point whether either Nancy or I will get to go to China next year. So if we don't go there, then we need to consider other possible venues for keeping the workshop series going. And that is all that I have. Nancy, would you like to add anything?
I think you covered everything very well. Thank you.
Hey, this is Lynn Ertry. Let me say something here. You had my presentation, Nancy. You wanted to post it. I have paired that with USGS. You can now make that available to people on your website.
Okay,
no problem.
Thank you.
That's great. Hopefully I didn't paraphrase you too badly then.
No, you did an excellent job. Thank you.